to another edition of Mission Matters, part of the Media Ministry of Southside Mission. I'm Rich Drager, Development Manager at the Mission, and today we're going to be finding out about youth and summer day camp. A couple of weeks ago, we had the opportunity to visit with Mark Noddle, who's our director out of Camp Kearney, and today we're going to find out about our summer day camp and really what's going on with all of the youth ministry at Southside Mission with our youth ministry supervisor, Chris Cuington. But first, and this will be one of the things we talk about with Chris, we want to let you know that there are hiring opportunities for both Camp Kearney and for our summer day camp. For the summer day camp, you can go to our website and get the application there, about 8 or 9 positions that they'll need to have summer assistance with for the youth that come to us at our location on Laramie and Malone. And then for the Camp K positions, you can go to the camp page on the website at southsidemission.org. We also want to remind you, now that we're in April, that signups are starting now. So if you want to sign up your young child or your grandchild, you can do that as well. You can come to the mission and fill out a hard copy, or you can go to the website and do that as well. So welcome in, Chris. Nice to have you back.
Good to be here.
So we want to talk about all things youth with you, and we had a good conversation on the way over here as well. There is just so much happening with the youth, and
yes,
it's not news to you. You're in the middle of it. Let's talk first about the 1127 Youth Worship Center. Mm-hmm. So that project is underway. They've done the demolition, and I think within the next week or so here, they'll actually start the remodel and the build-out. What do you anticipate that will bring to the youth ministry at Southside Mission?
Oh, my goodness. So first of all, an opportunity to provide facility not just for ourselves, not just for Southside Mission programming, right? But to be able to invite and have a place that is prepared and has the capacity for some of the surrounding agencies and organizations, and especially our fellow faith-based organizations, our Christian organizations, mm-hmm. Like Southside Community Center, for instance. To be able to provide facility for performance arts, to be able to partner with them because we're going to have a podcast room, for instance, mm-hmm. and to be able to partner with a lot of local agencies actually developing content mm-hmm. to project to the community at large, and hopefully to be just to become a hub. It's a situation where we have an opportunity to create a space where we can develop ourselves as a hub mm-hmm. for communication within our other faith-based organizations. Yeah,
it's very exciting, too. And you mentioned a podcast studio, and as an old radio guy, of course, that makes my ears perk up. But really, all of the different things you're doing with the youth, that kind of fits in, you know, kind of like yeah. hand in glove. So
yeah.
physically, where we're located, where the podcast studio will be, is right across the hall from where you're going to have other content creation.
Yes.
So what exactly does that mean in terms of what the youth will have the opportunity to do?
So to actually create, so we know that the space that they inhabit the majority of the time, mm-hmm. right? The digital space that they inhabit the majority of the time. And so a really big thing is, an overarching perspective is, we're trying to affect their responsible digital citizenship. That landscape is a mission field. It's a mission field. You know, the days of trying to draw them away from it and into something else, that's not the focal point right now. We need to meet them where they are, and that's a mantra of missionary work, to meet them where they are. Well, that's where they are. So we have a VR setup. We have stop animation, video capabilities, green screens, things like that, so that they can actually create now, you know, under supervision mm-hmm. from a Christian worldview, supervision, mm-hmm. Where they can create content and edit it, and then we can prepare it for release to the public. You know, as you know, they can actually create in a more, I guess I would say, sanitized mm-hmm. Context. Yeah.
Last week we had Pastor Nate Terry, who is on the board at Southside Mission and has his No Walls Ministry church just down the street from the mission, and we talked exactly about that. You just mentioned it. You can't say don't do this or don't listen to that or don't play this game mm-hmm. without giving them an opportunity to do the opposite or do what you want. Mm-hmm. Pastor Nate talked about, hey, growing up, I was thirsty for attention or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It just so turned out the only attention was bad attention.
Yeah.
So that's the life you fell into. So in our youth ministry, I know that's one of the goals, to present that Christian, that safe alternative for the youth to mm-hmm. come, not be bothered by all that outside noise. But what they do appreciate, as you said, introduce, here's how you can do it in a positive way,
mm-hmm.
not only to learn something, but I know a lot of the youth ministry programs also have an element of, hey, this is something you can either further yourself at in school
mm-hmm.
or even become an entrepreneur with.
Yeah, there are career paths. For instance, we have a big push and a big focus on STEM mm-hmm. activities and STEM standalone programs right now, mm-hmm. right? So with esports, for instance, which we're blessed now to have, you know, a pretty robust esports. We're developing a pretty robust esports program.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, people, I don't think by and large understand that a lot of universities, a lot of colleges right now have esports programs,
mm-hmm.
and thus they offer esports scholarships. And those that are blessed to receive these esports scholarships are then fast-tracked into, you know, IT career paths.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't think that by and large people understand just how effective, just how impactful it can be. It's much more than gaming, because there are so many things that attend children who have a particular aptitude, you know, in this digital landscape.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if you can cultivate that, not everyone's going to be, you know, able to be a quarterback or run fast or jump high or, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But there are youth who have this just an innate aptitude
mm-hmm.
for not just gaming, but all those things that attend gaming, the coding of gaming.
Right.
You know, the graphics, the mastering of graphics, so many different things. And if we can, number one, just provide STEM programming that cultivates problem-solving skills, critical thinking skills, we're winning right there. We're right. winning right there alone,
yep.
you know?
I think one of the neat things is, too, and I know this is a piece that's getting built out as well, kind of as part of the STEM, the 3D printing, but it's the 3D mm-hmm. printing and design. So it's not just, here's a design, kids, go and make
something printed. Yeah.
They're involved in the creative side of it. So
yeah.
here's how you create it. Here's how you design it.
Yeah.
And then here's how you put it into the system
yeah.
To get something to come yeah. out of the printer.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a more viable way. Let's be honest. People, not just kids. People, on the whole, are intimidated by math and science.
Mm-hmm.
Math really intimidates people. You know what I'm saying? But if you put it in the context, if you present it in the context of the 3D graphics and design paradigm, for instance, kids are doing things and they're working with methodologies and processes that are very mathematically advanced and sound. And what it does is it takes the magic out of it. It kind of pulls the curtain back on it, and it shows you, hey, listen, no. It's not as complex as you think. 2 + 2 still equals 4 over
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
And you can create this. If you can conceive it, you can achieve it, really.
Right.
You can see it, you can envision it, and then you can prepare it. And then you can materialize it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that carries across the board. Once they grasp that, if you think they're printing out a trinket,
mm-hmm.
and the whole time, no, you're preparing them with an understanding of, and this is a big thing, this is a huge thing, transitioning our children's mindset from the mindset of a consumer to the mindset of a producer.
Mm.
Of a producer. And that's a big shift.
Yeah.
That's a big shift.
Absolutely.
Hey Peoria, have you heard about the heartwarming mission right here on the South Side? It's the South Side Mission, where compassion has met our community for 99 years. Our mission statement calls on us to proclaim Jesus Christ and in His name love our neighbors and provide hope to the community through life-transforming ministries. At Southside Mission, we're not just changing lives, we're building futures. From providing hot meals in our soup kitchen to offering education, tutoring, STEM education, and youth activities, we're transforming our community one person at a time. And we can't do it without God's direction and your partnership. So join us in making a difference. Whether you're looking to volunteer, donate, or simply spread the word, every action counts. So visit southsidemission.org and see where you might fit in. Southside Mission, where hope finds a home and kindness creates change. Together, let's make Peoria stronger, brighter, and better. Southside Mission, because every neighbor deserves a helping hand.
Visiting with our youth ministry supervisor, Mr. Chris Cuington, finding out about what's happening in the youth department. And one of the things that we've been talking about just overall at the mission is hiring. And hiring is also underway now for summer day camp staff. How many folks are you looking at to augment the normal staff that you have during the year?
Yeah, 8 to 9. 8 to 9 support staff. 16 years of age or up.
Okay.
For junior counselor, fundamentally junior counselor positions.
Sure.
We'll have approximately 100 children.
Which is more than last year?
More than last year. More than last year. I mean, our cap was 80 last year, and we had an average daily attendance of about 55 to 60. So we're looking at probably having an average daily attendance of 70, 75 this summer, yeah.
So how do you keep the momentum, so to speak, of what's happening in the Greater Academic Progress Program and all the various things we've been talking about, you know, the 3D, the STEM. We didn't even touch on the horticulture and the agricultural components, which I think are really going to be neat. How do you keep that going during the summertime? Because you have them, first of all day.
Yes.
So there's more hours to fill with content, but you also want them to have some fun in the summertime.
Well, having more hours is a plus, plus, plus. It's a win all the way across the board. Mm-hmm. Because now we have more time, we have the opportunity to be more immersive. We have a rotating activity schedule. So children in four different groups, they are divided by gender and age group. So four different groups will rotate through a regimen of activities, things that include ASL, American Sign Language, yoga and mindfulness. We'll do, we do reading clubs, for instance. We have sports clinics actually provided by Peoria Park District.
Mm-hmm.
So we got that. We have culinary arts, kitchen connected life skills. We have, and then as you mentioned, the urban agricultural or horticultural enrichment activities. So those take more time to really get into. And then there's our arts and crafts, of course. But those take more time to get into. And so having the kids from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, we have more time to devote to those different activities to where they're really getting the cultural part. Because every single one of those activities that I mentioned are SEL supported. So they're social emotional learning supported.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're undergirded by. And of course our devotional and worship series and material undergirds everything. So they get a totally immersive experience during summer day camp that we very rarely achieve during our after-school program. It takes a prolonged time. We achieve it, but it takes a prolonged time. Having 2.5 hours a day in our after-school program, well then, yeah, they get it during the course of an entire school year.
Right.
But now we're talking 5 weeks for summer day camp, but they're 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So do you see, and I know the answer to this already, but the folks out there listening may not, do you see a lot of crossover, more so from summer to the regular school year? Now, I know last year there were some that came, and there's going to be some this year, but you do see some crossover from summer to the regular school year.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, because you got to understand, we had what, last school year, we had 50 enrolled for our Gap After School program. And probably I would say 30 of that 50 were participants in our summer day camp mm-hmm. program. Mm-hmm. But then we had the bulk of those children in summer day camp. They came from schools that we hadn't even served prior to prior to this school year. And so we had a lot of new faces. Mm-hmm. And then because of summer day camp, those children experienced summer day camp, and then their parents wanted to sign them up for the Gap After School program. And so we went from serving five schools in the 601, 605 area to 12 schools.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's and that explains.
And summer day camp was a springboard for that.
Right. Yeah. And that explains the growth, too. And I also know, as you mentioned, you'll have more time for them to get into some of those activities mm-hmm. that are still kind of. They're not on the drawing board, but they're not fully implemented. You know, mm-hmm. the gaming, the STEM, the agriculture components. Mm-hmm. And I think the neat thing about the agriculture, and really several of the programs or program pieces you have set in place, they're really unique to Peoria. Some agencies have this, but they don't have that. Mm-hmm. Or they have that, and they don't have this. Mm-hmm. And you're really trying to build a program and a curriculum and utilizing collaborators from around the community to help you develop even some of the curriculum. I know
yes.
Professor Kelly Roos has been a great help in developing
yes.
and working with the 3D printing and curriculum.
Yes, from Bradley University. Professor Kelly Roos is an anomaly. He's an absolute unicorn. A physicist, a renowned physicist, mechanical engineer, and now the head of the financial engineering, the first financial engineering department mm-hmm. of Bradley University. And he's helping us develop a web-based STEM curriculum. And our first offering is the 3D design and printing. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't stop there. We have an Arduino lab that we're developing. There'll be coding. I mean, the possibilities are endless. And a big thing is that we want our children to be able to engage, not just when they're physically present, but if they're, you know, God forbids, there's another situation where there's, anything like a pandemic. It doesn't have to be a pandemic. Any situation where they can't be physically present in programming and they're at home, they can still engage. Mm-hmm. They can still access our exercise sets and still interact. That's where we're heading. That's the degree that, the level that God is bringing us to.
How do you keep your staff and yourself up to speed on some of these new components that you're introducing? So if people think, or if they hear After School program,
yes.
Oh, you're just doing reading, writing, and math,
no.
And you just mentioned just a sprinkling of all those things. I mean, the ASL, all mm-hmm. the computer stuff, all of the 3D printing, all of the agriculture. How do you and your staff stay up to speed on that?
Okay, so we always talk about an OST, out-of-school time activities mm-hmm. or agencies, programs. You talk about professional development, okay? So what we do is, as opposed to just extending the school time activity regimen, right? Mm-hmm. We're not just an extension of the school day. Our kids have done that, and it's not to diminish or minimalize the academic aspect of it, because we do a lot of focusing on math and ELA with the support of Bradley student tutors via the America Reads program. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we're supported by them. I mean, Bradley is such an integral part of us. Then, what we're headed towards is a project-based learning model. Mm-hmm. So where you have the traditional disciplines, academic disciplines, math, ELA, science, social studies. You have all that kind of integrated into one, but you add student voice and you connect it with community need. You actually create a problem, and then you come up with a solution together as a team.
Right.
So that's really where we're headed. But getting back to your initial question about our staff, so our staff are educated in that manner. We partner with Southside Christian Academy, for instance. Their professional development is our professional development. Mm. So what we the main thing is to never try to reinvent the wheel here.
Right.
You open your arms, you open your heart, you open your doors to those who have a common mission, a common goal.
Right.
And you receive what they have to offer as well. Mm-hmm. And that's what they have an award-winning a proven system over there at Southside Christian Academy. And so when they come along with a professional development regimen or activity or whatever, module, whatever you want to call it, well, they pass that along to us and we follow suit. And so we're constantly developing. We're developing. We have the input from Bradley University. We have the input from Southside Christian Academy and, you know, and others. So, yeah, that's how we continue to develop.
So we have less than a minute left. So, again, the call for people to come on board and be interested in joining the staff, please go to southsidemission.org, go to the youth page and look for the application. And if you have a youngster you'd like to get enrolled, you can come by the mission or you can also go to the website for that as well. And appreciate your time here on this post-Easter break. I guess it's kind of a break in that you don't have youth there, but there's still plenty of stuff to be done at the mission. So do so appreciate your time, Chris, and best of luck this summer. We'll see you in the hallways and in the backyard at the
mission.
You
sure will.
As we like to close every week from 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. Have a great week, everyone.